Yo, check it out.
Everyone's talking about the all-new Chub Rock Morning Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mexico is now asking Trump to hurry up with the wall.
They're like, we don't want what y'all got.
No.
How about that?
He bet over there.
You know what? There is another thing that somebody put up there. As long as my job has tissue, my house has tissue.
Amen. Won't he do it?
That's true.
See? Y'all know what this is.
I was calling in about the question, would you take money from your ex?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was in jail, and, you know, my girl didn't have it to bail me out, so I called my ex, and she bailed me out.
So what did your girl think about that, though? Or did you tell her how you got bonded out?
I just told her.
Told her what?
I didn't tell her.
I was like, okay, Johnny, are you going to tell me the truth or what here? Because I heard that. I felt that.
Yeah, I worked it out, baby. Don't worry about it. I worked it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, I went and stayed with the other girl for 3 days, and I just came home like I just got out of jail.
Okay. All right. My kind of dude.
He had to go pay her back.
Yeah, you know? that quid pro quo was on him.
3 days.
Yeah. He had to pay for that money, that loan.
Yes, he did.
Hey, girl.
There were some people on a train. 19 people get off the train at the first stop. Then 17 people get on the train. Now there are 63 people on the train. How many people were on the train to begin with?
It's a trick question?
It is not a trick question.
27?
No.
Hold on.
This is a second grade math problem. And what they're saying that kids are home, hopefully homeschooling, but their parents can't help them.
I swear you are a gaslighter.
Man, what are you doing with your kids home?
You tell them to Google it.
Yo, you heard right. Like, yo, Google the answer to that.
Easy way to leave, easy way to go.
You know, Joe, there's a whole lot of crazy stuff on the internet.
All of it can be found on the internet. But who cares?
I don't care.
Well, Chubb, there's an exhibit in the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. It was designed in the 1960s by the CIA and includes a small radio designed to be used by pilots if they were caught.
Okay.
The radio was concealed in a fake, you ready for this? Scrotum.
Ouch.
But who cares? Come on, that's nuts.
Hey, did what's-your-name get at you yesterday?
These nuts.
You're right on time. With the new Chub Rock Morning Show.
There's a student that's selling squirts of hand sanitizer for money to the other fellow students.
That should not happen.
That's always happened. It used to be penny candy.
It used to be candy, yeah.
Now it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, I got the hand sanitizer.
I got that lavender Lysol, man.
Well, where they at? Because I'm trying to find
them. Okay.
You want to take time.
I know the world knows about, I guess, an accident that happened on the Wendy Williams show. I don't really watch the show, so I didn't totally understand the accident.
You could actually hear it on the show.
Yeah.
She lifted her leg up. She had her leg crossed up. She perched one a little butt cheek out, and when she was in mid-sentence, she paused, because you know you can't pass gas and talk at the same time.
We just said
something got to wait.
Right.
So she had to pause.
Pause for the cause.
She was like, oh, man, it's about to go down.
All right, so here's what it sounded like.
You can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got back.
Oh, yeah. That's real. Because you see the little pause?
Right. She had to concentrate.
Because you got to get your equilibrium back.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
Hey, coming up, we got a little ratchet news.
Funk dance.
It's on the way. The Chub Rock Show.
With Simon Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki.
How you doing?